Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
I regret saying hurry to my children. They never were in a hurry to get where we needed to go, and it could be so frustrating. But as they grew older, I regretted making them hurry, regretted not using the time to have more joy in the moment with them, just plain regretted what I missed by being in such a hurry. The thing is, not taking more time in the moment with them gave me regret, and many times regret can either imprison or teach. This regret has taught me to refuse to hurry, but instead to live prepared so I am not scrambling and trying to go on to the next.
Hurry to me is normal. As an employer, I want my staff to hurry. Productivity is imperative. But it does make me stop and think about it when you say how you regret hurrying. On a personal level, I have found if I work around the clock without taking time to decompress, I start to lose my creativity and productivity. I need to step out of the hurry.
Many are discovering when we make space for slowing down, we are more apt to be more productive as well as innovative. I think it really boils down to moving away from being task-oriented to value-centered, making a decision to slow down for things that are valuable in life. It's what Jesus said in Matthew 5:37, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. When we say yes to slowing down, we are actually experiencing the gift of life, and it makes sense that then we are more productive and creative.
My employees will now be writing me notes because I guess I agree. So today, let's let our yes be yes to slowing down, paying attention to what matters, saying no to hurrying through it all. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.